It was the dog's fault. They were snobs, and ordinarily, having been in the garden, would have gone up the front steps, where a footman generally opened them the door. Today, though, for some reason, they careered along the terrace, barking their heads off, and scampered down the steps again and round the end along the side of the house, where she could hear them yapping at something in one of the yards. It was the City of Westminster Travelling Library, a large removal-like van parked next to the bins outside one of the kitchen doors. This wasn't a part of the palace she saw much of, and she had certainly never seen the library parked there before, nor presumably had the dogs, hence the din. So having failed in her attempt to calm them down, she went up the little steps of the van in order to apologise. The driver was sitting with his back to her, sticking a label on a book. The only seeming borrower, a thin, ginger-haired boy in white overalls, crouched in the aisle, reading. Neither of them took any notice of the new arrival, so she coughed and said, "I'm sorry about this awful racket," whereupon the driver got up so suddenly he banged his head on the reference section, and the boy in the aisle scrambled to his feet and upset photography and fashion. She put her head out of the door. "Shut up this minute, you silly creatures," which, as had been the move's intention, gave the driver-librarian time to compose himself and the boy to pick up the books. "One has never seen you here before, Mr. Hutchings, Your Majesty. Every Wednesday, ma'am." "Really? I never knew that. Have you come far?"
"Only from Westminster, ma'am."
"And you are?" "Norman, ma'am. Seekins."
"And where do you work?"
"In the kitchen, ma'am."
"Oh, do you have much time for reading?"
"Not really, ma'am."
"I'm the same. Though now that one is here, I suppose one ought to borrow a book."
Mr. Hutchings smiled helpfully. "Is there anything you would recommend?"
"What does Your Majesty like?"
The Queen hesitated, because to tell the truth, she wasn't sure. She'd never taken much interest in reading. She read, of course, as one did, but liking books was something she left to other people. It was a hobby, and it was in the nature of her job that she didn't have hobbies. Jogging, growing roses, chess or rock climbing, cake decoration, model aeroplanes, no. Hobbies involved preferences, and preferences had to be avoided. Preferences excluded people. One had no preferences. Her job was to take an interest, not to be interested herself. And besides, reading wasn't doing. She was a doer.